Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Puck and Flamingo presents the Great Debate. So this one's a little bit self-explanatory. This episode will be all about great debates. We've got a couple lined up for you already. The next one, the first one, is going to be on Gary Bettman, because I think he deserves more credit, but we won't debate that now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Mean,
that's for the episode. We'll save that for the episode.
We'll save that for the episode. But Steve and I, we go back a long time. Him and I are pretty good friends since forever, basically. And we lived down the road from each other, played street hockey together all the time, you know.
Different streets, though, so we had a little bit beef. So
Yeah. That's right. We are on different teams all the time. The cul-de-sac versus the streets.
The cul-de-sac versus streets.
Yeah. But you weren't in the cul-de-sac, were you?
I was just in front of it.
You were in
close
front
enough.
Of it.
Yeah. I was close enough. I was close enough apart.
Anyways, so look, guys. So we have a lot in common, but we also disagree on a lot. So that's why we thought that we would give, we would take topics and we would debate them. And we want to do it live so that you can have a say in it and
interact with us and you know, have the feedback and feed into us, you know. We could do debates kind of like Crosby versus Ovechkin, but I mean, that's not really a debate. It's obviously Crosby. So,
Okay. Time out. What do you mean it's obviously Crosby?
I mean, the guy's unreal. The guy leads the league in points almost every year, but he was hurt for 3 months, or what was it, 2.5 months, and he was still leading the league in points after breaking his jaw. The guy's a stud, man. Everyone's gonna call him soft.
Ovechkin is literally going he's on his way to breaking Wayne Gretzky's records. Growing up, weren't you always told, oh, no one's ever gonna touch Gretzky records? This guy's about to do it.
It's Gretzky's goal scoring records. I mean, his assist is what's impressive for Gretzky. He has more assists than anyone else has points combined. So whatever is his goal scoring one. Crosby's won more cups, more MVPs. What can you say about the guy, man?
Look, man,
I gotta say is 2010, buddy. 2010. 2010.
Throw that dagger at me.
What you gotta say about it, man? The golden goal.
The only reason that Crosby has a bigger profile is because he's Canadian. If Crosby was American, everyone would be loving Ovechkin. I promise you. It's the only reason he's got a higher profile is because he's Canadian. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Crosby too, but I think Ovechkin is, if I were to pick a team right now, in fact, in this fantasy draft, what happened, Steve? Who went first? I think Ovechkin went fourth overall, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Crosby went like 13th or something like that.
Something like that. You're that right. Yeah, it was pretty itself. Deep. Yeah, so, but I mean, that means nothing. It is what it is. That's fantasy. It was a little bit different. I take Crosby. Fantasy's life.
you would take Crosby.
Well, we'll agree to disagree here.
So yeah. Let's end this one now, and we'll get into it on a full episode on the Great Debate. So stay tuned, 100%. Guys. Really looking forward to that one.
Have a good one, guys.